the weekend.
Good day, weekend time is 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. Normally the supermarket guru Phil Lempert also joins me. He's the star, actually, of the show in this hour. But because he gets stuck in Orlando, as you know, Phil is much sought after as a speaker when it comes to food, expertise in shopping, all of the things that you have question-wise as a consumer. He's the consumerologist. So he normally has at least one speaking engagement a week. On an airplane all the time, East Coast, West Coast, North, South, you name it. He's in the country, out of the country, and everybody wants to know about food, what's happening, the trends. We all know the prices are going up. Where do you go to get the best? Some new supermarket trends. Some of these big supermarket chains are trying to go into the local area a little bit more because they're losing business to the local producers. And he's always being asked to talk about that. But he gets stuck in Orlando and couldn't get out last night. So therefore, it falls upon my shoulders to take care of you in this hour in terms of food, well-being, questions, comments, help. We'll have a little food quiz for you later in the hour. 800-510-8255 joins us at any point in time. One of the things that Phil wanted to talk about today is the really serious problem of how much food we waste. Have you thought about it? When you go to the supermarket, do you buy just enough for your family or for you if you're by yourself? Do you have, at restaurants, portions that are bigger than you either ought to be eating or know you will eat? What happens to this? How much of a problem is it? We've asked Jonathan Bloom, who's a journalist and the author of American Wasteland, to join us to talk about this issue. Mr. Bloom, thank you for joining us on Good Day Weekend.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So this issue came to light with you when?
Oh, about 6 years ago, I was doing a volunteer stint at a place called DC Central Kitchen, a food recovery operation. And basically, they rescue food that would otherwise be thrown out from supermarkets and restaurants. And just seeing the sheer quantity in addition to the quality of what usually hits the trash can or the dumpster, that really just made me take a step back and think about how much food is wasted throughout the country.
Before you noticed, and then when you did, what did you think about your own habits? What was Jonathan Bloom doing that caught your attention in terms of the same kind of issue? You see it in others, but did you see it in yourself?
Yeah, I did a little bit. Like most Americans, I was just buying too much food, and things would get lost in the refrigerator. There's a good saying, out of sight, out of mind, and that really applies to the most of us, where when we put ourselves in this position where we stuff our refrigerators with so much fresh food, so much perishable stuff, that there's no way we could use it all before it goes bad. So that's my number one bit of advice to folks whenever they ask how they can cut down on waste.
It's interesting. We'll go through some of the tools that you recommend for being more aware of this as we continue our conversation. I'm wondering, under what circumstances did you grow up? And the reason I'm asking you that is because I can remember, I can hear my father saying, you know, clean up what's on your plate. Well, sometimes I wasn't hungry enough. Sometimes we get overserved. We're all kind of spoiled here, and we've heard that story before, but it's really true, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The portions that we receive in America, especially when we go out to eat, are just way too much food to eat in one sitting. So the problem with that is that it puts us in this bad position where we can either overeat or we can waste food. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if the portion's big enough, you could actually do both. The third way, the more enlightened path would be to take leftovers home. But some people don't like leftovers, or you might not be going straight home from the restaurant. So hopefully the best solution I can imagine would be more choice in portion size, and if not, smaller portions in general.
And we've all heard somebody tell us, who was an authority figure in our lives, eat what's on your plate, don't waste it. There are starving children in the world. Not that you could do much with them with what's left on your plate, but how do those two wrinkles go together?
Well, yeah, that's a fascinating little thing. I think there's some usefulness to it, in that it gets us to think about the people who don't have enough food. The problem with that one in particular is that it invites guilt to the dinner table.
I wondered about that. Well, you know, it's interesting. You must be a little psychic, because in my mind, the word, just as it came out of your mouth, I'm thinking guilt, because a lot of times you hear from your Jewish grandmother, if you have one, I don't, you might. You know, you've had a big bowl of chicken soup, and you've had enough. And so grandma says, don't you want some more? And you say, no, thanks, I'm full. What's the matter? You don't like my chicken soup. Right?
Yeah, no, hopefully we can keep the guilt to a minimum at the serving table. It's not the best approach. It's a bit of an outdated expression.
Yes.
And also it's what I would call logistically inaccurate. It's not like the food that's on your plate's ever going to get to anyone.
Right. It's not going to go anywhere.
No. Yeah. But it's about before that point, thinking about how much you want to eat before you serve family or guests.
This is another sort of a stray thought that just came into my mind as the Good Day program this week. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have a store where I sell the produce that's produced on my farm and some of the other local farms in my area. And the fellow who runs the other farm with me, he and I were talking this week about CSAs, which is community supported agriculture. A lot of people pay $400, $500, $600 a year to a farmer, and they're assured of getting whatever he's producing at the time all through the season. And he was saying to me, and then I heard from some listeners who said the same thing, we have sometimes at some points during the year, there's so much food, we stuff the bag, please don't give us so much because we can't eat it all. So maybe there's a way we can get people to focus even at that level on the issue that you're talking about.
Yeah, I've seen that problem with farm shares or CSA subscriptions where you're just given so much fresh food and it's often things that we don't normally get and might not know what to do with.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe sharing a subscription with a friend or family member, or just getting a half share is another option that many farms will offer. And then finally, here's a chance for you to get to play the friendly neighbor who asks if anyone wants an extra bag of kale or whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, all of these are great suggestions. We're having a conversation just joining us. Jonathan Bloom is the author of American Wasteland. We're focused on the amount of food we waste in our country alone, $100 billion worth of food a year is wasted. You got to wonder, if it's that bad here, how is it in Europe? How is it around the rest of the world where we think people are starving, so there wouldn't likely to be any waste? Not sure that's the truth. We'll find out as we continue our conversation from Mr. Bloom's perspective here on Good Day Weekend at 14 past the hour.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-940-2669. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-940-2669. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. 1-800-940-2669. That's 1-800-940-2669.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Kenneth Stead, 2nd Infantry Division.
I don't know what has caused this, but this hat. You wear this hat and be out there and walk the streets, and some people will come up to you and say, thank you for your service. I mean, I've been told this, I don't know how many times, just since I've been here. And we were eating in a restaurant yesterday, and people got up from their table as they were leaving, come over, we thanked us for our service. I've never seen that before. I don't know, again, if it's because of the end war or what's going on, you know, in the world today. It's nice. It's a nice feeling. Had to come up there and tell you that.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your Federal Free Edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone. Live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
800-510-8255. Questions about wasting food. How well are you aware of this in your own household? Have you thought about some of the things, even if it seems to be a smiler or a giggler? Oh, my dad said this or that, or your mother said this or that, or you say it to your children. We're talking to Jonathan Bloom. Phil Lempert, who's the supermarket guru, is stuck in Orlando, so couldn't get to a broadcast booth. So that leaves it to me. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have you along, as usual, on our Good Day Weekend exploit into how we may make your life better. And one of the things that may help not only you to stop wasting, if you're wasting food, you're wasting money. And I think that's another angle here, Jonathan, that we ought to be looking at. The waste of food in our country costs us, beside the money, the value of the food we're throwing away, it costs us individually if we're not more serious about planning what our needs are, right?
Oh, it sure does. The average family of four can throw out upwards of $2,000 a year.
Ooh.
So certainly nothing to sneeze at. And it wouldn't be too difficult to realize some of those savings. We're not going to completely eliminate waste in our lives. That's probably going to be impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a real opportunity there to save some dough.
Yeah. And would that be food shopping, or is that food shopping and going to restaurants, that figure of $2,000 a year of wasted money on food?
That's just the food we've brought into our homes.
So who knows what that money, if you go to a restaurant and you order, and frankly, I'm talking about me here, because I love soup. So I'll often order myself a cup of soup before I go to the regular meal, and there's bread on the table. So by the time I'm done, if I've had a cup of soup, I could have easily had a bowl of soup and some bread, and that had been enough for me. But then there's more food that comes. Sometimes I eat it. Sometimes I don't eat all of it. Sometimes I bring it home. Sometimes I don't. But I think that's pretty much the sort of thing that we're talking about, right?
Yeah, and I think you're putting yourself at risk there with some of the portion sizes at American restaurants. Ordering anything but the entree is asking for trouble, in my mind.
Right, and I'm not a big guy.
All the restaurants do vary, so yeah. I would definitely advise people to ask your server how things are sized and get a sense
But some restaurants brag about the size of their portions. You'll come here and we'll have a heaping plate of this, that, or the other thing, especially some of these breakfast nook places. They're all saying, oh, you'll have more to eat here than you'll get anywhere else. That may not be in and of itself a good idea.
Yeah, no, it's such a trend these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's happened is restaurants they don't want to raise prices. They want to keep people coming through the doors. So what can they do? They can
give you more.
Way more food than you need or want.
This is the Food for Thought department here. We're talking to Jonathan Bloom about how much food we waste in America. It's pretty compelling stuff. Stand by if I do say so myself. 21 after the Good Day Weekend program.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What's going on? 23 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. Phil Lember, the supermarket guru, sends his apologies. By the way, you may make up for the information he would have presented to us by going to DougSteffen.com or to thesupermarketguru.com. You'll see in that column on the homepage at DougSteffen.com, for example, all kinds of information about food this week, spice news, fats in the store, what your guide may be to eating the sorts of things that'll make you feel better, the color of the food on your plate, all that sort of thing. He addresses all issues, everything you could imagine when it comes to food, food shopping, food guides, buying, going to the restaurants, all of these trends. And that's one of the things that we are focused on here. If you're just joining us, Jonathan Bloom writes a book called American Wasteland, which addresses the problem. And he is very quick to underscore that he doesn't want people to feel guilty, but there's a certain amount of common sense here in American Wasteland, and that's sort of where we're going here. You took part in the Food and Nutrition, Food Waste and Comparison of Food Policies Conference. There were a lot of recognized specialists from around the world. So how big a problem is this elsewhere outside of our country?
Well, folks in Europe are really paying more attention to the topic, but it's starting to catch on in the U.S. There was a recent announcement by some of the major supermarkets and grocery manufacturers where they're going to start thinking about food waste as an opportunity and a challenge, as their report said. So hopefully they will start reforming some of their behavior.
But... one would wonder, I say this chucklingly, it's not in their best interest to get you to buy less. So
yeah, well, that's an interesting point there.
Yeah.
So what I've seen in Britain, where the supermarkets are really focused on it, is they've used reducing food waste as an opportunity to perform a kind of corporate social responsibility, to do the right thing and get customers on their side, viewing them as a really green company.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's definitely an opportunity. There's just reduction of waste we're throwing into the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice opportunity. It's in their best interest as well to not throw out as much.
Well,
so there's an economic argument to be made as well.
All right, here's another way of looking at this, perhaps, or approaching it from an international sort of ombudsman point of view. With the weather we've had in our country this year, the food supplies that we normally have are busted. prices for almost everything that you would buy normally are going up. So maybe there's a self-defense mechanism in all of this if you're careful, more careful than you usually are about what you buy, noting that the prices may keep you thinking about it even more. Maybe there's a responsibility. Maybe something bad in that we don't have enough food is going to end up being good because we won't waste as much food. What do you think of that proposition?
Yeah, I think there's something to that. There's a silver lining to rising food prices in that it might get us to value our food more.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, or before this year really, the food prices have never been lower when you think about the proportion of our income that we spend on
right.
food.
Yeah.
So the impact of that is that we're really not that careful with our food. Compared to some other countries where it might be 25 to 50% of household spending,
mm-hmm.
and you know if that's the case, you're certainly going to make sure you're eating all that broccoli.
Yeah, well, and again, it's understanding what's good for you, and that's another part of this. There's so many different angles to this. I'm fascinated. I didn't realize I'd find this. You know, you look at okay, this is an issue. Let's talk about it for a while. But I'm finding what we're doing helpful, so if you'll hold on a little bit, we'll spend a little more time with you. Jonathan Bloom, the author
sure.
of American Wasteland, all these things that we're talking about. Remember, America is considered the breadbasket of the world. Whether that affects the price of what we're buying this year and enters into it. So another thing to be thinking about. 28 past the hour and Good Day Weekend.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. We install rain or shine or even that weird thing where there are some clouds, the sun is shining, but you're still getting rained on? Yeah, we'll still install it. Free battery installation, even in weird weather. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Not skirting around the issues when it comes to food, healthy eating. How much do you eat? Is it healthy for your body? Is it healthy for your pocketbook to buy and try to use more than you need? And that's part of the focus of our discussion here. Phil is not with us today as he was speaking last night in Orlando. Thought he could catch the last plane to Clarksville, if you will, or actually back to Los Angeles. Missed it, so he isn't any place where he can do the program today. So I'm here having a conversation that I think is actually pretty worthwhile for all of us. It's, if you'll pardon the pun, food for thought. Jonathan Bloom, journalist and author, has written about how much food we waste in our country every year. $100 billion. Believe it or not, how much do you waste yourself? The book's called American Wasteland. Think about it on your own scale. You, your family, people maybe you work with, you bring your lunch to school, maybe your children bring their lunch to school, or they eat the food at school. And if they aren't, is everybody eating? Is the food that's prepared and made available to children in school, is that being used appropriately? You have some forward-thinking businesses, more than used to, have cafeterias, Jonathan, are preparing, much like supermarkets, much like restaurants, you have a whole array of all kinds of things that you can have your choice of. And one wonders at the end of the day, the same as at the supermarket, where they have all of this stuff around, do they save it for tomorrow or do they heave it? Sometimes, again, I was making reference to being on a farm. I know as a kid, we used to go around in a truck and pick up all of the garbage from the various restaurants and stores and feed it to the pigs. Now, nobody around has pigs anymore, and that would be worthwhile. You weren't wasting it if you feed it to the pigs. But now so much of it goes into a heap, and it just gets sent to the waste dump or landfill or whatever it is. And that does this something almost criminal. When you think of, what, 14 million children in our country go to bed hungry every night?
Yeah, there's just so much food from open buffets that can't be used because of health code regulations. So if we were to get the system back into action where we're getting that wasted food to livestock, especially hogs, that would be a great use. And as you said, that used to be standard operating procedure. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen much these days.
Well, one of the problems there, Jonathan, is that we have so much government, we have too much big government, and they say, well, you can use this, you can't use that. It's all highly regulated oftentimes. Some places require that you prove to them what you did with what's left over. That's nonsense. I mean, give it. There are people who have compost heaps. You could dump it there. One of the problems here is that we have too much government.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, but there are definitely rules you have to follow, but it's not all that difficult if you want to donate food, especially, you know, the most beneficial use of that food is getting it to hungry people, and really all you have to do is make sure you keep it at the right temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So where there's a will, there's a way when folks like stores or restaurants want to donate food. And if you're talking about getting it to hogs, there are even fewer hurdles to get past.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's something we can accomplish. I think more often than not, there's a certain inertia that prevents anyone from going out and making it happen, thinking outside the box in many cases.
Mm-hmm. So to sort of summarize what's going on here in your book, American Wasteland, which must be available, download, what, Amazon? You can get it at bookstores. Must be available for download at your website as well, right?
Yeah. It's pretty much everywhere. Wastedfood.com is my site. It's one link off, one click off that site.
Wastedfood.com. All right, so in terms of what we need to keep in mind, again, this isn't about guilt. This is about common sense. Your well-being is predicated on what kind of food you're buying, whether you're buying enough, the sufficiencies that you have, don't waste your money. There's any number of things that can come out of just being conscious. I think that's the whole thing. You sometimes get hit with a reality check. Some people are just not thinking about this at all.
No, it's something that we used to be quite good at. Frankly, Americans have a rich past of being frugal with our food, and there are these traditional food ways we've gotten away from. But, you know, I'm not trying to turn back the clock too much, but rather I just want people to think about how much excess they have in their own homes and what you could possibly do with leftovers, not just reheat it, but maybe repurposing it into something. The classic example is the roast chicken into chicken salad, mm-hmm. or chicken soup.
Yeah.
And, you know, from my perspective, why wouldn't you try to do that?
How many of you have grown up in a home where they took the turkey carcass or the chicken carcass and threw it in a pot with some water, chopped up some vegetables, put some salt and pepper in it or whatever, and made chicken soup or turkey soup out of it? That you don't, maybe you can't even get any more meat off of the bones, but that flavor will do something, and it'll turn the carrots and the potatoes and the celery and whatever else you put in there into something that tastes like the turkey or the chicken, and it's very good for you. The broth is probably the best thing in the whole pot.
Oh, yeah, it's magic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like alchemy, creating a meal what some people would view as trash.
Yeah, exactly. We were talking about that. One of the ladies that's on my Good Day Weekday program, Roberta Fasinelli, comes from a restaurant family, and we also have a chef on once a week named Louis DeAngelis, who's one of these guys that goes around fixing restaurants, and we talk about how to use food intelligently, and both of them were talking earlier in the week about just going to the refrigerator at least 1 to 2 days a week, taking everything that's in there that hasn't been used, putting it in a crock pot, and figuring out how to make a stew out of it.
Yeah, that's not bad advice. There's this idea of eating down the fridge,
yeah.
as some people would call it. And,
yeah.
you know, I think we could definitely take 1 or 2 nights a week and just eat what we have on hand
yeah.
instead of going out to eat or going to the store and buying more food.
Yeah.
So, yeah, taking a look around and keeping a little bit of a tighter hold on inventory, that can only help.
Makes good sense. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us in the book, as well as here on the program. American Wasteland is the name of the book. Jonathan Bloom is the author. Check it out at Amazon, the usual places, the bookstores, and at wastedfood.com. All right, good luck telling your story as you continue, Jonathan. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
Yep, 20 minutes for the hour. Phil Leppard not here. Going to have a quickie. Normally, Monday through Friday, do a quickie quiz sometime around 20 past the hour before we get to the bottom of the hour, and then the answer before 20 before the hour, but we break that habit from time to time here. Here's today's 2020 or less than 2020 food quiz. What is the number one cheese, the most popular cheese in America? 800-510-7234. 8255. We have a box of Girl Scout cookies that are on sale around the country now, and I think for the rest of the month, as a prize for you. If you can tell us what is the favorite. United States consumers are eating more of this kind of cheese than any other. 800, and it isn't American cheese. All right? Because for the most part, there's no such thing as American cheese. It's neither American nor is it cheese. But there is a popular kind that is, most people are familiar with it for sure. So what do you think it is? You got the right type, you get the box of cookies. 800-510-8255. I'm happy to help with the Girl Scouts promoting the sale. When a Girl Scout comes to your home and knocks on the door and asks you to buy some cookies from them, most of the money does go to help support the efforts of the Girl Scout troops all around our country. So you'll check that out, and we'll promote them and help you out as well. 800-510-8255. Phil Lempert normally here. Doug's in his stead. We continue focusing on food here in a matter of moments on Good Day Weekend.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and let's take a look at the extension cords in your home. All right, you notice in the walls you have a socket for electricity. And sometimes they have one socket or two sockets, and you're limited to what you can do. However, what happens? You might put in an adapter that gives you an opportunity to put five or six different things in there. And then that adapter might have an extension cord, so you can take it from where it is and bring it all around the room. So you take one thing and multitask and do such wonderful things with it. Now, how about in our life? Do we do the same thing? Are we stuck on two things, or do we add value? Do we add multitasking? Do we add opportunities? Do we take it from where it's at and extend it through our life by being part of another family, by being part of friendship, by being part of business? Take yourself, your skills, your opportunities, multitask, extend it so everybody can benefit. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Jay Farner here. Happy New Year from Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit JDPower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
800-510-8255. News from the world. There's a supermarket insert. I don't know, supermarket. It was sponsored in a lot of areas by supermarkets that have new sections on celiac. For those people who are suffering from celiac disease, and a lot of people have a mild touch of it, you got to keep the flour and that sort of thing out of your food. Careful about what, especially in breads and that sort of thing, cookies. You got to be careful to stay away from the fats, any fat in any of the food as well. So there is that. As we're shopping around, people pay more attention. Most of the supermarkets today have big sections for celiac, as they have big sections for organic food, and they have sections for local food, all of that sort of thing. As you see the changing face, one of the fascinations that Phil has with our changing world is I guess the best example I can come up with, and I wish he were here to help me talk about this. In my area, I happen to be, I travel back and forth from coast to coast, live in Massachusetts during most of the good weather months, and in California during the bad weather months. Bad weather in the east, good weather on the west coast. And there's a new, I think it's a Pennsylvania or New York chain called Wegmans. I don't know if anybody knows about them. You can give me some insight into them, because I don't know much about them. But they just opened a great big store not far from me, like 14,000 square feet, like a big warehouse. And in it, they're touting all of the local foods and the prices on the local foods. They say they can compete with the local farmers. This time of year, they ain't getting it from around the east. You can be sure of that, being shipped in from the west coast. But it looks good. Presentation is good. And they sort of have tried to combine a supermarket with a restaurant. It's not the first time that's happened. Many of you go into your Whole Foods. I mean, most of the restaurants, I guess, now, you can buy food, whether you can eat it there or not. Many of the Whole Foods stores you can eat. Tony, my former wife, and I used to laugh. We'd go into the Whole Foods store that's near the farmer's market in Los Angeles, and we'd buy food, and we'd sit down and eat it like a couple of people. It isn't what you'd expect, let's put it that way, from us. But we had a good time doing it, and the foods, as long as it was hot and seemed to be fresh, that was a good thing. But how many of you, I guess the question would be, how many of you would go to a big store like that and then do your shopping and buy food and sit down and eat it? They have a restaurant in this supermarket for 300 people who are going around buying. Some of them have two carts. It brings more people into the store. Think about it for a minute. It's pretty smart. You bring two with you. You want to go to eat? Okay, let's eat at the store. Two people, preferences may be different about what to buy. So you have maybe the husband and wife for the most part, or you have a mother and a daughter, or whatever the combination may be. But there are two people in there buying food, and then they say, okay, let's get this, this, and this, and sit down, and we'll have dinner. So this is these people are very smart. They understand marketing in the year 2012. 800-510-8255. Speaking of marketing, I'm asking what the most popular cheese, in terms of sales, what's the most popular? 800-510-8255. Monica is in Lake Havasu, Arizona. Hi, Monica. KNTR Land. How are you doing?
I'm fine. This is your friendly cow.
My friendly cow. I have had a cow named Monica. I've had women in my life that I know named Monica.
Yes.
It's a popular, and it's a good name. I like Monica's name.
It is a good name. When I was a little girl, I didn't have too many people having it, so I was very much individual.
Yeah, that's what we thought about when our daughter was named Megan. We thought, man, there aren't many Megans around, but now there are a ton of them.
Catches on, doesn't it?
It does. All right, so what do you think is the most popular cheese in America?
I say cheddar.
Why do you say cheddar?
Well, I like cheddar. I don't feel like I have to, let's put it this way. I can use it more versatilely.
Yeah.
I can put it in macaroni and cheese. I can use it for hamburgers. I can do anything I want with it. And I like sharp, but I didn't induce that to the answer.
All right. Well, it doesn't happen that that's the right answer, but thanks for trying. We'll get the right answer in a few moments here. Stand by on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Breaking news alert for women using the birth control drugs Yasmin, Yaz, and Ocella. Recent medical studies show an increased risk of blood clots and possible gallbladder problems. If you or a loved one has experienced any of the following: blood clot-related injuries, heart attack, stroke, deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, or gallbladder removal or surgery, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-260-5460. If you or a loved one use the birth control drugs Yaz, Yasmin, or Osella. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-260-5460.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald. Admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
800-510-8255, the most popular cheese. I'm betting we'll have an answer in a moment here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry powder, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Most important information available in the food department into your ear, into your noggin, and some fun stuff, too. How many people would have thought, as was the case with our last caller, that the most popular cheese was cheddar cheese? That's not the case. Let's see if we can find out which one is. Next up on the line at 800-510-8255, a good day weekend, is Gail in Birmingham, Alabama. Gail, hi. How are you?
Hey, it's so cool to be on your program. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you. Are you having a happy new year so far?
So far, so good. I have to be very blessed with renewed health and vigor.
Good for you. Nothing wrong with that. That's 2 points in your column. So what do you think the most popular cheese is in America?
Well, here in the Deep South, I believe that it's American.
American. How do you describe American cheese? Because most cheeses, well, I don't want to prejudice your answer. How do you describe American cheese?
I don't know. All I know is that every time we go to a place where we have to choose, my grandson says, I'll have American.
All right. Well, here's what he probably doesn't know, and you may not, and most of the people listening may not know this. There's really no such thing as American cheese. We used to have something in the days before we were co-opted by the giant food conglomerates. Kraft has the most popular branded American product. They call it American cheese spread. And the fact is, it's not either American. It comes from Russia. It's basically a whey waste product, W-H-E-Y, comes to us in 90-pound plastic bags. They process it further. They color it. And if you look at the label carefully, it will tell you it is neither cheese nor is it made in America. It's a cheese product from offshore combinations of things that they throw together to make something cheap. So
I never knew that. Thank you for sharing that.
All right. So when next time you go in for a burger and you tell them you want cheese on it, ask them where they got the cheese. They'll probably be befuddled and they'll tell you they got it out of the refrigerator. But that you need to dig a little bit more into it because a lot of that stuff is just, it's processed stuff. It's garbage. Horrible for you. All right.
Well, you know, I started to say cottage cheese.
Yeah.
But then I wasn't sure if that qualified.
Well, that's not right either. But you made for a good caller. I'm glad you took the time to call. Please, let's visit again. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. 800-510-8255 for good day. Here's Sophie in Fresno, California. Welcome. Hi, Sophie.
Oh, hi, Dan.
How do you do? How are you doing? Having a good New Year so far?
Oh, yes. I'm having a wonderful New Year so far.
Good for you. All right. What do you think America's most popular cheese is?
I believe it's Monterey Jack cheese.
Monterey Jack, something that you do see a lot more in supermarkets and some of the specialty stores. What do you use Monterey Jack for?
Well, I do a lot of Mexican cooking.
Yeah.
And so I use it for quesadillas and also for enchiladas.
Yeah.
I think it's a really it's a fresh tasting cheese that's good in soups and in
I think you're right. If we were talking about certain ethnicities in America, you'd probably be right about Monterey Jack. But in taking everything into consideration, the entire country, the whole population, it doesn't come to the top. But thank you, Sophie. Nice to hear from you. Doug is in Elbridge, New York. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Hey.
What's the most popular cheese, do you think, in America?
I'd say provolone.
Provolone. Are you in a barn with some cows? Do I hear calves in the background? What do I hear? Huh?
They're calves. Calves, yeah.
Yeah. Is some of your milk go for making cheese?
It goes to a burned dairy. I don't know where it goes after that.
Yeah, a lot of times the stuff when it's, you know, we get, you know, I'm a dairy farmer as well as you, and we get paid on the price of milk based on the cheese price plus the add-ons of protein and fats and all that other stuff. Provolone has become more popular, but it's not number one. Thanks, Doug. Take good care of those cows. Dexter at Birmingham, what do you think the number one cheese is?
How you doing tonight, Mr. Doug?
I'm doing fine, thank you. What do you think number one is?
Well, I think it's probably from Wisconsin that I can't think of the name of it. It's Wisconsin Sharp or it's either New York Sharp.
I think you're thinking about
my favorite cheese in Alabama. I was going to tell you that.
Yeah. I can't. I'm running out of time, so I got to squeeze one more call in. Thank you. Jovina.
Yes.
You're
good morning. How are you?
Well, you're listening to WSDE, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. What do you think before you get to Dave and his farm thing there? What's the what's the most popular cheese in America?
Mozzarella
is the answer. Mozzarella cheese per capita, more of that is sold. You realize 14 pounds on average a year for each American is sold of mozzarella cheese? My God. Hold on a minute, Jovina. We'll send you a nice box of gross.